Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And Richard, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
December 14, 2016. And today, we're going to continue the theme of memory. Remembering back and thinking back to things that we've talked about over the past couple weeks. Because the topic today really ties more or less the last 3 weeks of the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. And that is, we talked for a couple of weeks about relationships, and then we talked about technology. And today we're going to bridge those a little bit. We were kind of bridging it through this article that was in Psychology Today earlier this month. It was published on December 9th. Mm-hmm. And it's called The First Thing to Do After an Agonizing Breakup. And it's by Dr. Jill Weber, and she wrote this great article. She has four things about that what makes it difficult to move on after having a bad breakup. But we're gonna steer in a slightly different direction with it than where she went because of some of the experiences that we've had with some of our patients and some of the people we've talked to.
And we should say most breakups are agonizing in one way or another. You know. So I don't know why she added an agonizing breakup, because I think most are.
At least for one person, it could be
agonizing.
Right.
It's always nice when people agree, but that's like a TV commercial where they, you know, say, well, you know, there's some ad now out that, have you seen that?
I don't know which one you're talking.
It takes too long.
I don't watch TV.
Oh.
But no. So
no, because he has six other devices going on while the TV's on. So
right,
yes,
I listen
you watch TV. You listen to TV.
I listen to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He watches.
That's
TV.
What I listen to.
I'm amazed how much TV you watch. That reminds me of something we need to talk about, perhaps next week.
Okay.
Sleep. We'll talk more about sleep.
Oh.
And another, there are
but
two
not
things,
at work.
But not. Well, unless you need it. So, yeah, so it's agonizing for everybody. And we see folks coming in, everything from teenagers to the elderly who are coming in with relationships that have ended.
Right.
And it's an exceedingly difficult time. No matter how old you are, I mean, we see teenagers who have been in relationships for a couple of months, and they're absolutely devastated when they end.
Right.
We see other people who have been in 50 and 60-year relationships.
Right.
And it's just a heartbreaking, difficult time to go through one of these breakups.
Absolutely. And one of the things that she says in the article, which I think is great, is that one of the factors that makes it very difficult for people to move on, once the agonizing separation has happened.
Yeah, once the decision's made.
One of the things that makes it very difficult for either party to move on is when there's still contact.
That's right. Because the first piece of advice that we're given by couples therapists is you have to end contact.
Right.
You have to make a very stark separation.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you're married and you have children, in fact, children are the only reason why you should have contact. If you don't have children, there's no reason for you to be in contact with each other.
Right.
Okay. Get your stuff, move out, separate, and stop the contact.
Right.
If you have,
and that's at least temporarily, you know, that's not to say that if you move on and, you know, you start talking later on or you rekindle a friendship or something. But if you're hurt by the relationship, and we're kind of talking about how it's agonizing for everybody. Clearly, of course, there are situations where the separations happen and it's amicable. Both parties say, you know what? We're better off as friends. We're better off not in a relationship. That can theoretically happen.
It can.
And so if that's the case, no worries.
Maybe that's why the author said an agonizing breakup.
Right.
Because not all breakups are agonizing. I mean, there are...
Many are.
Some people do agree that they're better off not being together.
Well, and I like your point that you know, at least to one person, right, is likely to be agonizing.
Right.
Because one person is, one person wants the relationship to end, yeah, because that's why it's ending. So at least one person wants it to end. But,
right,
you know, for the other person, it may be challenging. But
right,
you're right. The number one thing is you have to break off contact. And what she mentions in the article is that there's several things that happen, right, when you don't break off contact.
That's right.
And the first one is that you can't heal. You can't mm-hmm, recover from the injury, the emotional injury of the breakup.
That's right. You delay the healing process. The only way healing is going to occur is with that distance, with, right, that separation. Because if you say, there's a reason why you're not together.
Right.
I mean, it's because you're not getting along.
Right.
Okay? And so for the healing process to begin, you need that separation.
Right.
Okay.
Number two is you can't let new energy in.
Right.
So you're, right, you're bogged down by the energy, the usually negative energy of, mm-hmm, the broken relationship. And when you stay in contact, you're not allowing new energy, positive energy, to get in.
We haven't seen this couple yet, but we heard about a woman who recently has gone through a divorce, and she's having a very difficult time dealing with her anger. She's really, right, angry with her spouse. And or their ex-spouse, and she's having a very difficult time letting go of that. But the longer she talks about all the things that, mm-hmm, caused their breakup, the more difficult it's, right, going to be for her to move on. And it's a classic case of her not allowing the positive things to start, right, happening in her life,
right,
because she's still stuck on the negative things that happened in her relationship.
Right.
So get the separation. And because if you don't, you're not going to be able to start moving in a new direction and let positive things into your life.
Right. And that final point means maybe we should jump to number four and then come back to number three. Number four is you relive your mistakes.
That's
and
right.
So that's exactly what happens, right, is you keep going over and over again about the things that you messed up, things that you, mm-hmm, didn't do. And so you keep reliving those mistakes that you made. In that broken relationship.
And that Groundhog Day,
yeah,
you know, the movie, Groundhog, yeah, Day, where it's every day it's the same, mm-hmm, thing. And, mm-hmm, and you're not moving ahead. You're not moving forward. You're not moving on with, right, your new life.
Right.
And it is going to be a new life.
Exactly.
So get on with it.
And so the last one is you live off fantasy. And, yeah, so you imagine what it would have been.
I think that's the most difficult to over. You stay in this fantasy, right, world that I could have done this and I could have
done this. If only I had done this.
Right. It could have worked.
It could have
we could
out.
Really make this work.
Right.
If we give it just another try, we can make it work.
Right.
And that you really are in an alternate universe because,
right,
you did give it a try.
Right.
You were together for long enough and it didn't work. Now it's time to move on.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so the little addition that we're adding is that this is really important as it relates to social media.
That's right. Because all this advice about ending it and moving on was easy to do in the old days when you either would run into a person face to face, or you answered a telephone call, or you made a telephone call.
Right.
Those were the only three ways that you could have contact,
right,
with an ex. Today, we have social media.
Right.
And it's infinitely more complicated to sever a relationship, mm-hmm, because now social media,
right,
holds couples together in ways that 15 years ago we didn't have to worry about.
Right, right. So it's really important that you when you're breaking off that contact, that you make the concerted effort to do so through social media as well. You know, either block or unfollow that person in all of your different forms of social media, because anytime a notification comes up with their name on it, your attention is automatically going to be drawn to it, even
That's
if you
right.
don't want it to.
No, your
attention is going to be drawn to it, so you have to sever that there as well, and that's really important because we live that. Again, we're going back to fantasy, and we're thinking, and then we start getting angry because, oh well, you know, like he's
moving
he's
on.
so much happier,
right.
And we all know that social media is almost a fantasy in and of itself.
Right.
So you can't allow yourself to be drawn into that and to remain connected virtually in that way.
Right. Somehow, in today's world, somehow you're going to have to very consciously, very purposely, sever, when we talk about ending the relationship, you're going to also have to end your media relationship, right. Your virtual right. relationship. And I don't know that that's even possible, because you're bound to have shared relationships.
Right.
So you might be keeping, you right. might block your ex, but she's connected to maybe family members
right.
or friends.
Right.
And so they're coming in and you see her at a party or right. you see him at a party. So it's really a difficult thing to do, but every time you're exposed, you're reopening that wound.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so you need to protect yourself. So it's a new set of challenges today yeah. with social media.
Yeah. So you have to separate in all of those different areas.
I advised a person the other day to shut off the smartphone and just get a Go phone for a few months, because all this information yeah. keeps coming in about the ex,
right.
and they just can't. It's impossible for this couple to. They're apart.
Mm-hmm.
They're physically, geographically apart,
mm-hmm.
but they stay connected with wow. social media, and yeah. and so the pain continues. And all of these four things that we just mentioned isn't happening in their relationship.
Right. Right.
Because they stay connected with their phones.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. So, if the relationship ends, you know, you have to separate again, at least temporarily, until those right. wounds can heal, and then you can try
then
to
come back,
become right. friends, and you know, rekindle that friendship again. But right. but you have to give yourself the time to heal and to recover. So
that's right.
All right. Well, that
that's
is
a tough
it.
One.
Mm-hmm. For today.
Wednesday,
wow. the 14th. So we'll be back tomorrow morning with another episode. Look forward to talking with you and sharing some more information with you out there. All right? Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.